On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be taking the High Lonesome Time Machine back to November, December 1976 and on into January 1977 when, among other things, Bela Fleck joins the Boston-based Tasty Licks. Vince Gill replaces guitarist Jack Skinner and Byron Berline in Sundance. The Bluegrass Cardinals relocate from California to the D.C. area. Tom T. Hall's single Fox on the Run peaks at number 9 on the Billboard charts. And the album from which that single came, Magnificent Music Machine, reaches number 13 on the Billboard Country Album chart. I'm Dave Higgs, and it not only has to be good, but 4 decades old in order to be played, coming up this, gosh, I can't believe it's been 40 years, edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin with a track from Charlie Moore's November 1976 album, The Traditional Sound of Charlie Moore, his first recording of what would become one of his best-known songs, Kentucky Girl.
Kentucky girl, are you lonesome tonight, Kentucky girl? Do you miss me? Does that old moon shine on the blue grass as bright as it did on the night you first kissed me in a valley? Meet the mountain so high, the sweetest place in all the world. In a cabin with vines over the door, that's where I left my Kentucky girl. Kentucky girl, are you lonesome tonight, Kentucky girl? Do you miss me? Does that old moon shine on the blue grass as bright as it did on the night you first kissed me? I'm far away from old Kentucky tonight, and the blue-eyed girl that I love so. But I'm heading home in the silvery moonlight with open arms. She waits, I know. Kentucky girl, are you lonesome tonight, Kentucky girl? Do you miss me? Does that old moon shine on the blue grass as bright as it did on the night you first kissed me? Kentucky girl, are you lonesome tonight, Kentucky girl? Do you miss me? Does that old moon shine on the blue grass as bright as it did on the night you first kissed me?
Jesus is a comma, can't see it everywhere. This old world's a rumbling, can't you feel it in the air? Neighbor, tell your neighbor, sing a happy song. It's time to get started on the way home. On the way home, on the way home. It's time to get started on the way home. Preacher, talk about it, sing it in your song. Get everybody started on the way home. Listen to the message, can't you hear the call? Jesus is the key to overcome it all. Tell it on the radio, talk it on the phone. Get everybody started on the way home. On the way home, on the way home. Get started on the way home. Preacher, talk about it, sing it in the song. Get everybody started on the way home. Leaders, tell your soldiers, lay the guns down. Love is a victory, can't you hear the sound? For Jesus is a coming from his mighty throne. Get everybody started on the way home. On the way home, on the way home. It's time to get started on the way home. Preacher, talk about it, sing it in a song. Get everybody started on the way home. It's time to get started on the way home.
The Goins Brothers with the title track to their November 1976 Rounder album, On the Way Home. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown and a wild ride that will take us into the thick of the winter of 1976-1977, where the Bluegrass LP bins were the site of much frenetic activity. Old Homestead Records issues four albums in November 1976, including Charlie Moore's third record for that company, The Traditional Sound of Charlie Moore. We'll, of course, play the only non-traditional sounding song on the album, Kris Kristofferson's Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft against your skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong. I don't try to understand. Let the devil take me on. 'Cause tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight. My good faithful servant, for the family who prays never shall part. Satan has parted our fathers and mothers, filling their hearts with his Indian hate, hidden their pathway down to destruction, leaving the
children like orphans do stray. The family who prays will never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will say, enter, my good faithful servant. For the family who prays never shall part. Wars and tornadoes are taking our loved ones, leaving us tearful with sad, aching hearts. But we shall join them over the river. For the family who prays never shall part. The family who prays will never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will say, enter, my good faithful servant. For the family who prays never shall part.
Melvin and Ray, the always steady goings brothers, who, as Carl Story states in his liner notes, quote, are just good country boys who were corn fed and hand spanked, end of quote. Corn feeding and hand spanking, two items you probably don't find in child-raising books anymore. That one is from the duo's Rebel offering, On the Way Home. And Charlie Moore was on the front end giving Kris Kristofferson's Help Me Make It Through the Night the bluegrassical treatment it needed on his The Traditional Sound of Charlie Moore release. Kristofferson indicated he was inspired by an Esquire magazine interview with Frank Sinatra. When asked what he believed in, Sinatra quipped, quote, booze, broads, or a Bible, whatever helps me make it through the night, end of quote. Who knew? Kristofferson unveiled that ballad on his self-titled 1970 album. It was soon picked up by Elvis Presley, Joan Baez, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and most famously by country singer Sammy Smith, who took it to number one on the country charts for 3 weeks in early 1971. Both albums appeared on record store shelves in November 1976. In his liner notes to Jack Tottle's Back Road Mandolin, released by Rounder Records in November, Fred Bartenstein describes the mandolinist as standing out like a bluegrass statue of liberty, being a head taller than the rest of the pickers, quote, with that great shock of hair and Cossack mustache, end of quote. Jack's music stands out as well. Check out this sprightly rendition of an old Jim Eanes tune, You'd Better Wake Up.
You better wake up and listen to this warning. You better wake up and take some good advice. I told you I don't like your two-timing. I told you once and I ain't gonna tell you twice. Wake up, gal, I'm gonna tell your fortune. I'm gonna read the tea leaves in your cup. If you don't quit your tiresome ways, I'm leaving. I'm telling you, good gal, you'd better wake up. Someday and I'll be missing. You're gonna wake up too late and find me gone. You'll realize someday that I'm not fooling. You won't be back, but I'll just keep a-traveling on. When you lie to me, I try to hold my temper, but someday I'm gonna blow my top. So if you want me here, you'd better listen. I'm telling you, good gal, you'd better wake up. Thank you. up, gal, I'm gonna tell your fortune. I'm gonna read the tea leaves in your cup. If you don't quit your tiresome ways, I'm leaving. I'm telling you, good gal, you'd better wake
Jack Tottle and the Boys, Tony Trischka, Kenny Kosick, Stacy Phillips, and Roger Mason doing the title track to Jack's November 1976 rounder outing, Back Road. That was You'd Better Wake Up on the front end. We'll head on into and past our break with an original from Mike Aldridge's self-titled album, unveiled by Flying Fish in January 1977, Spanish Grass. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll continue mining the depths of bluegrassical excellence that overtook bluegrass land in November and December 1976, as well as January 1977, right after our forthcoming break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown.
Thank you.
We're back with Country Cooking's third album, which made its initial appearance on Flying Fish Records in November 1976. As founding member Pete Wernick explained, quote, "This record is a good deal different from the two Country Cooking albums before it. In fact, this band is really a second era of Country Cooking, with mostly different people and a different sound. The first Country Cooking specialized in instrumentals and good time bluegrass, but this one, with the input of the Fiction Brothers, is more loyal to the bluegrass tradition of singing and songs expressing deep feeling," end of quote. The deep feelings of anger are palpable, and then some, on Billy Ed Wheeler's scathing commentary on strip mining. They can't put it back.
Down in the valley, about a mile from me, where the crow no longer cries, there's a great big earth moving monster machine. Stands about 10 stories high, while the earth that can move its side. Take out 100 ton at a bite, and the grass it can eat, it's a fact, but it can't put it back. Look at that goddamn machine go. It can tear it all out with just one whack, but it can't put it back.
Can't figure out whose fool I am. Don't wanna die. anybody talks. Nobody really cares. Can't save a dime, not one red cent. Pay my bills, I can't pay my rent. The landlord's fussing and the kids are crying. Won't let me join the welfare line. Don't wanna die like I've been living in poverty. Kids are crying, won't let me join the welfare line. Don't wanna die like I've been living in poverty. Sure don't wanna die like I've been living in poverty. No, I don't wanna die like I've been living in poverty.
A pair from Country Cooking with the Fiction Brothers self-titled album released by Flying Fish in November 1976. We heard Poverty, a tune from the 60s learned from a Bobby Blue Band recording, and They Can't Put It Back, originally performed by West Virginian Billy Ed Wheeler on an album of strip mining songs. Thanks to Rounder Records, the legendary Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper hit the new Bluegrass LP bins with a vengeance in January, a self-titled effort featuring the Coopers' down-home and unpretentious singing. This is one Wilma Lee learned as a child from a kindly old hobo named Jay Hugh, who periodically visited their town. Prisoner at the Bar. We'll follow that with a pair from Wendy Miller and Mike Lilly.
The judge was there, the jury too, and people from afar. A fair young lad of tender youth was prisoner at the bar.
The great courtroom was crowded with an eager, anxious throng, and many a heart was aching for the boy accused of wrong.
A maiden fair with golden hair swept swiftly through the crowd. The people gazed in wonder, but spoke not one word aloud.
In turning to the judge's stand, one moment did he pause, and smiling through the tears she said, "Judge, let me plead the cause."
Oh, judge, let your mind go back to those long years gone by, and see your sweetheart and yourself just like this lad and I. send him away. Turning to the jury box to make her simple plea, this prisoner here is innocent, I know you'll set him free.
Remember you were once a boy, just like this fair young lad. If you convict him of this charge, you'll drive him to the bed.
Next Sunday is our wedding day, the dream of wondrous life, when at the altar he will make me his loving wife.
Unless you aim to blight our lives, don't say that we must part. And don't forget your loving wife was once your dear sweetheart.
The jury did not leave the room, for they had quick agreed. The foreman briefly signed a note and gave the clerk to read.
Not guilty were the only words the maiden heard him say. Her lover clasped her in his arms, love always has its way.
Must have been near dawn, 'cause I didn't even need a light to see that you had gone. Your bed had not been slept in, and your suitcase, it was gone. I thought you'd spent the night with friends and would soon be coming home. Your rings are on the nightstand where our picture used to be. The note you left there on the stand, these words you wrote to me. You said the night you waited up were many in the past, and that I should have known before, this kind of love can't last. When I went out at night, you had a visitor too. No stranger was this in your life, and if I only knew. You said when I came home at night, your visitor would leave, and I had no way of knowing this, 'cause I didn't know how to read. You said your visitor had a name of which I did not know. He never came when I was home, but always when I'd go. Your visitor is still with me now, and you've been gone a year. 'Cause in this house he's found a home, as long as you're not here. I know your visitor well by now, for he's my frequent guest. I know him as you knew him then. His name is Loneliness.
Thank you. that you said you love me true. No one else would ever do. You'll be sorry someday you've acted this way. You never really loved me, although you said you cared. Your heart is like a miser, your conscience cannot bear. Roses of yesterday is just a memory of you and me. Have blown, pretty flowers have lost their brilliant hue. Now your love has made a way of leaving only memories, sweet memories of you and me. You never really loved me, although you said you cared. Your heart is like a miser, your conscience cannot bear. Roses of yesterday is just a memory of you and me. A memory of you and me.
Longtime members of Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers, mandolinist Wendy Miller and banjoist Mike Lilly, with two from their third Old Homestead record, Country Grass. We heard Rose of Yesterday, preceded by Loneliness. And Wimley and Stoney Cooper were up on top with Prisoner at the Bar from their self-titled Rounder effort. Both albums first saw the high lonesome light of day in November 1976. Fiddler Buddy Spiker will get us all the way up to and through our break with a little bit of the greatest of all. This is Jenny Lind from Buddy's December 1976 Flying Fish album, An American Sampler. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll have more 40-year-old grass from the boys from Indiana, the Country Gazette, and Mike Aldridge, the other side of our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown.
Thanks, Mom.
Hey, Art, get your fiddle and join in with us. You can play horseshoes with Dad later.
We have returned, firmly fixating on the bluegrassical doings of January 1977. And, as you would expect from a group that's made up of Roger Bush, Roland White, Kenny Wirtz, and Alan Munday, Country Gazette, together now for 5 years, hits the new year running with their new Flying Fish LP, Out to Lunch, from which we'll hear Melody for Baby, and sure didn't take him long.
Can't tell her how I feel tonight. If only she were here, she'd hear me sing.
Sure didn't take too long.
The Country Gazette with a pair from their January 1977 Flying Fish disc, Out to Lunch, on which the group continues to expand its reputation as a band that respects no musical boundaries. In fact, in 1976, they became the first bluegrass country band to appear at Switzerland's Montreux Jazz Festival. We heard Sure Didn't Take Him Long, a Waylon Jennings tune, and Melody for Baby, written by the band's favorite songwriter, John Hadley. You're hearing about groundbreaking bands, famed Texas songwriters, Waylon Jennings, and prestigious foreign music festivals, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee. Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith and engineered by Ed Lambert. We've got playlists and past programs over at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. The boys from Indiana are back in the bins in January, pulling out all the traditional stops with their third album for King Bluegrass Records. From One More Bluegrass Show, here's the title track, followed by Happy Go Lucky.
I was born some years ago in the old Kentucky hills. All I ever wanted was to sing. The years have been so good to me, I've traveled around this world. Now some folks even call me the Bluegrass King. I've went on stage so many times in a thousand country towns. I've played and sang from the bottom of my heart. Tonight will be a special thrill to walk out in the light. The crowd is waiting for the show to start. I tip my hat to the bluegrass boys. I think they are the best. One day soon I'll lay me down to rest. While the fiddles play and the banjos ring, the mandolin will be quiet. But I'm playing one more bluegrass show tonight. It's so good to see my friends again. Tonight will be my final show, and then I'll step aside. I think I'll end the show with Uncle Pen. I tip my hat to the bluegrass boys. I think they are the best. One day soon I'll lay me down to rest. While the fiddles play and the banjos ring, the mandolin will be quiet. But I'm playing one more bluegrass show tonight. I'm playing one more bluegrass show tonight. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.
Been a drinking corn liquor till my eyes are a turning red. And a smoking cigarettes, it's a wonder that I ain't dead. Well, I lost all my money but a $2 bill, and the pretty little girls are never getting my fill. I'm a happy-go-lucky, drinking, gambling, loving son of a gun.
Well, a bottle of booze and a sweet little honey, a wild deck of cards and plenty of money. I'm just a joker and life is a barrel of fun. Well, my head feels high and a little unsteady. I'll go home when I'm good and ready. I'm a happy-go-lucky, drinking, gambling, loving son of a gun. In a honky-tonk where the lights are a-shining bright, you're gonna find me there just about every night. With the jukebox a-playing my favorite ride tune, the cards on the table gonna shoot the moon. I'm a happy-go-lucky, drinking, gambling, a loving son of a gun.
Well, a bottle of booze and a sweet little honey, a wild deck of cards and plenty of money. I'm just a joker and life is a barrel of fun. Well, my head feels high and a little unsteady. I'll go home when I'm good and ready. I'm a happy-go-lucky, drinking, gambling, loving son of a gun. I'm a happy-go-lucky, drinking, gambling, loving son of a gun.
The boys from Indiana, Aubrey and Jerry Holt, Harley Gabbard, Paul Mullins, and Noah Crace, one of their greatest lineups ever, singing Happy-Go-Lucky from One More Bluegrass Show. Well, we're going to have to leave January 1977 in midstream as we have to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. We'll pick up where we left off in a future edition of The Breakdown with a look at the other albums that surfaced in January from folks like Larry McNeely, the Sawtooth Mountain Boys, Michael Rorick and the Freeborn Men, Bill Monroe, The Seldom Seen, and Ralph Stanley. We'll give Mike Aldridge the last say with a track from his self-titled January Flying Fish outing. This was the Monkees' debut single, which went to the top of the Billboard Hot 100 on November 5, 1966. The song was written by Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, who were inspired by the sound of the Beatles' Paperback Writer, which had hit the top rung a few months before. Contrary to popular belief, the songwriters did not have Clarksville, Tennessee, near the home of the 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, in mind in writing the song. They just liked the name of the town. Here's Mike Aldridge covering The Last Train to Clarksville.
Thank you.
And on that high, happy, The Last Train to Clarksville was featured in a record 7 episodes of the Monkees' famed TV show, Kinder Note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, they're thankless, tiresome, and grueling, but absolutely essential tasks, whether on the farm, in the garden, or throughout life itself. And they've given rise to some of Bluegrassdom's finest material. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be looking at plowing and more plowing, hoeing and more hoeing, on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.